Hello, 1190 KX.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Ron Wyman. I was to call into the Mark and Dave show.
Yes, Mr. Is it Wyman?
Wineland, like drinking wine.
Wineland. This is Ryan Hogan. I'm the producer of the show.
Great.
Thank you for calling us. If I could have you stand by, Mark and Dave will be right with you.
You bet.
All right. Stand by, sir.
Now, in-depth team coverage on a big one. Your 24-hour news. Traffic and Weather Station, News Radio 1190 KEX, Portland, Vancouver, Salem.
Mr. Wineland.
Yes.
You'll be speaking with Mark Mason and Dave Anderson, and we are going to pre-record this interview and play it back probably today or today or tomorrow's show.
Okay, very good.
All right, terrific. Stand by, sir.
All right. Good afternoon.
Mr. Wineland, how are you?
Doing fine, thanks.
Very good. And as our producer told you, we're going to record this and throw it in the show a little bit later.
Okay.
And with that, and are we pronouncing the name correctly, Wineland?
Correct.
Okay. And Mr. Wineland, welcome to the Mark and Dave Show. It's a pleasure to have you with us today.
Glad to be here.
And I guess I should say Pastor Wineland.
I don't go by Pastor. I just go by Ron Wineland.
That's okay, fine. Good enough for us. And you are telling us that all of these predictions, these long-running predictions of the end of the world, you know, from the Y2K mania, Nostradamus, and those things, they're all false, but that there is reason for concern. Is that right?
That's correct.
In what way?
Well, this year, over the next year here, especially building up into a four-year period, but especially this year here now, we're going to see more activity like the hurricanes, Mount St. Helens, the volcano down in Mexico right now, different things happening, but especially here in the United States, of natural disasters increasing and getting closer together in greater intensity as we go along, as well as acts of terrorism are going to begin in the United States, and they're going to increase and get closer and closer together. That's a part of what's prophesied for the end time, not the end of the world, but just an end time and the beginning of a new time.
And these are all biblically based?
Yes, it is.
And what do you mean by end time? Are we talking rapture or anything like that?
No. Some people teach that there's going to be a rapture. People are going to take off to heaven or something. But basically what the whole Bible teaches and shows us, what God is showing, is that he gave man 6,000 years and Jesus Christ came along at 4,000 years. But they talk about him being the Christ, but they don't understand what that means. It means he was anointed to be a king. And even Pilate, when he asked him, he said, "Are you a king?" And he said, "That's the purpose I was born, but not for this age."
Well, now, how is it the hurricanes in Florida, of course, that's been in the news a lot, Mount St. Helens here locally. How does Mount St. Helens play into this scenario?
It's a part of a greater picture here. It's not by itself, and neither were the four hurricanes, because hurricanes have come and gone, earthquakes have come and gone, volcanoes have erupted. But what we're going to see, and that's what's unique about what you're being told now and what's in this book, The Prophesied End Time, that I've written, is that we are at the end. And these events are going to continue to increase and become greater in magnitude and scale and actually closer together as we go along.
And are we talking about a World War III?
Yes, we are.
A nuclear devastation?
Yes, we are. It's that happens a little while up the road, but that's what it leads into, because what happens first is that this country comes to a point of demise, and Europe, there are going to be 10 nations out of Europe that come together out of the European Union, and they will come together, and they will begin World War III.
Now, is there anything people can do to slow down the end times?
No, there's not a thing anyone can do at this point. It is that the end of 6,000 years, and these things are going to continue to escalate.
Well, is there any relationship then between, do you see this current, say, presidential election playing into this?
Not at all. Frankly, everyone who goes into office, they're going to be the one that just happens to be there at the time these events begin to unfold. And we have acts of terrorism coming that people have no comprehension of. Just like a couple of weeks ago down in Los Angeles, they had interviews on CNN with some of the individuals there about bringing crates, these cargo containers, into the United States. And the individual who was in charge over that entire facility said that he believes it's going to happen. It's not a matter that they think it's possibly going to happen. Leaders, experts believe that it is going to happen, that terrorists are going to sneak nuclear weapons into this country. Whether they're here now or not, we don't know. And they are
all out of the book of Revelations?
Yes, the magnitude of these is, and the demise of this country is. How it happens specifically, those things are going to continue to unfold, but We stood up a powder keg in the Middle East, and we just don't realize what we've done in the Islamic world. They have their own prophecies about the end time, which is interesting. They have a prophecy about a Mahdi that's going to arise, and that's why that you've heard of Mahdi's army here recently. It's actually a belief that someone is going to rise up to lead them away from the oppressor, and that's what they think we are right now. They think we're the oppressor, and they're gaining in momentum. They're gaining in popularity among the Islamic people.
How far off are we talking about, and what can we do to prepare for it?
Well, that's what this book, The Prophesied End Time, is about. There are things, quite candidly, we're going to have to come to a point where we're going to have to accept changes in our life, to recognize that exactly what Jesus Christ said 2,000 years ago is about to come to pass. He's coming back this time to, as a king, to rule the earth. There's going to be an end of man's government and the establishment of God's government.
And I take it you're comfortable with this, you're welcoming this, that you're open to this.
I'm thankful that the government is coming, that he's going to come to take control, because the reality is man can't govern himself. And we've gotten to a point now where because of terrorism, because of nations like Iran and others, North Korea, it's just a matter of time, and eventually this world is going to erupt into a horrible nuclear war. And the whole point is that God has shown that at the end of 6,000 years, if he didn't intervene, man would annihilate himself. That's the kind of nuclear power we have at our fingertip.
Can you put your finger more precisely on just how much time is left in the current condition?
Well, over the next 4 years, that will become clear. And there is going to be an event in this country when it starts that it will take away all doubt when it takes place. And that's within that period of 4 years. And over the next year, I've been telling people, trying to help them understand that cataclysms, natural calamities, terrorism is going to be on the increase, and these events are going to get closer and closer together. That's why Mount St. Helens is only a part of an entire larger picture. It's only a small thing. It's just a ripple in the wave of things taking place.
And you base this on, again, you know, biblical passages,
absolutely,
words of the Bible.
Absolutely.
But how do you arrive at the 4-year time frame?
Well, again, it just happens to be a point of where we are. God gives things by inspiration. I know people aren't accustomed to this, but God does work and does send prophets to his people, and we're this
prophet. Do you consider yourself a prophet?
Yes, I do.
So your four-year time frame is the word of God through you.
That's right.
Okay.
And that's why I'm telling people about this 1 year and the next 4 years, because quite candidly, that's the only thing that's going to prove it. And if it doesn't happen, then I'm just another one of the crackpots in time that have said, hey, the end is here, the end is here.
Are you comfortable with that?
Absolutely. I don't like it. I don't like what's coming.
I mean, I would imagine your book 5 years from now would be strikingly different.
If nothing happens in 5 years, obviously, it'd be a laughing stock. That's right.
Don't take this wrong. Are you advising people about stock portfolios and things like that? Should we be shifting over to gold?
There is going to come a time in this country where the dollar is not going to be worth too much, but that's another story, and it comes to a point in time where gold and silver and nothing else is going to help you, but it is going to be a matter of survival. This country, there are going to be hundreds of thousands of people begin to die in this 4-year period, and that's not...
What are you doing to prepare personally? Are you stockpiling gold? Are you stockpiling food?
Well, again, you're limited in what you can do, because no one knows what's going to happen. I don't know if I'm going to die in the midst of it all. I don't know what God has planned specifically. I know that there are some things I have to do yet, but I don't have the answers to all those things specifically as to who's going to go through what and how, because it's going to happen in different areas across this country.
I've always been in the impression, I was always taught to believe that when the end comes, the true Christians will rise up with God and the rest will be left behind to fend for themselves.
Yeah, that's a part of what traditional Christianity have taught. But you know, that's a tough thing here. And I know people get all riled up, but that's why God is going to begin allowing these things to happen amongst ourselves, and then he's going to literally intervene himself. But traditional Christianity has screwed things up. They talk about Jesus Christ being the Christ, but they don't even know what it means, that he's coming back as the Messiah. They think they're going off to heaven, and that's... The Bible doesn't teach people go off to heaven. Literally, when you die, you're in the grave. That's what the Bible teaches. And you have to wait a resurrection. And God has plans for when he's going to resurrect people again. But when you die, you're in the grave, and you go back to the dust of the earth. There's no hell. There's no place where people go for torment. God isn't a fiendish God to allow somebody to be tormented for eternity. That's a sick idea.
All right. Well, interesting, and of course, you know, we're following a lot of these disasters here closely, and you give us a completely different perspective than the scientists here on Earth, and we appreciate what you've had to share with us today.
I'll tell you what, if you can put this plug in here, I would be glad to give a free book to anyone who hears this program today. We're not trying to make money off of it. We're trying to get the information out there so that people can begin to prepare for them.
Well, where can they get the book?
They can go to bookstores and pay for it, or they can get it free by just saying they heard your program and get onto our website, the-end.com, or it's actually the-end.com, and go to our contact page and just say you've heard this on the program and you'd like a free book, and we'll be glad to send it out.
Well, that's very generous of you, and we will make sure that our listeners know that. And the book is The Prophesized End Time.
Correct.
All right, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you.